If you're not good, I warn you, he will kill you.
We're good. The best you'll ever meet.
Arrogant too. I like it.
A purse of coins.
The rest when Hood is in my vault.
A bustling street in Nottingham town. A man checks a piece of raw meat on a wooden surface surrounded by flies. He dips the corner of a rag in a red liquid in a bowl and rubs it over the meat, reddening it. Two men wearing helmets carry a large filled sack between them through the streets and into the butcher's home. He looks up as they enter.
Morning.
Morning. Let's have a look.
A large, grotty piece of meat.
That'll scrub up nice.
Good.
The butcher gives one of the men a few coins.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go on out.
As the men leave and the butcher resumes his work, Robin jumps down from the ceiling.
Who'd have thought? An artist masquerading as a butcher.
Mutch grabs the butcher's cleaver.
What do you want?
What is this? Beetroot?
It's perfectly good meat. Never hurts anyone.
Then you eat it.
It's not cooked.
Eat! Eat it! You sell this. People save for a month. They give everything they have for a piece of meat for their children. And you give them this. The rancid leftovers from the castle kitchen.
Then my economy cuts.
You'll get another kind of cut in a minute. Your economy cuts nearly poisoned half of Loxley Village.
Two of the sheriff's men outside.
Not a word.
Robin and Mutch leave, and the men enter.
Morning.
Morning.
We've come for the sheriff's order.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all here. Outlaws in the storeroom. Storeroom.
As the two men head into the storeroom, Robin and Mutch attack.
Stop it! Quickly!
Mutch follows Robin out, clutching a pig's head. The two sheriff's men chase after them, through the marketplace and into the back streets. Robin and Mutch arrive at a dead end by a wooden, well-like structure.
Master!
Sewer! No!
Oh, yes!
Robin jumps into the sewer and Mutch follows. They tumble out of a chute onto a pile of rotting rubbish and filth, Mutch still clinging on to his pig's head.
Oh, lovely! Look at pig! What?
Well, then you should be happy.
What?
That's what it means. A pig in slops, it means you're happy.
I never understood that. Why would anyone be happy in slops?
Mutch throws down the pig head in despair. Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffith, Richard Armitage and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Trofton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, Anjali J. Created by Dominic Minghella and Foz Allen. Written by Richard Curtin and Bev Doyle. Episode 6, The Tax Man Cometh.
Not much food.
The starving poor eke out their meagre existence in the dried moat outside the gates of Nottingham town. A woman in a grimy white hood and cloak is stumbling unsteadily along the pathway towards the town's gate. As Gisborne appears on his black horse ahead of her, she collapses. He dismounts quickly and hurries over to her.
Madam.
I am the Abbess of Rufford. I seek protection of your sheriff.
What has happened?
Pilgrimage. Outlaws in the forest.
Outlaws? Take her to the castle, get a physician. I will return shortly.
She's helped up off the dusty ground. A horse pulls a cart driven by two men through Sherwood Forest. The path ahead is blocked by Little John and other outlaws. An arrow strikes the cart, and the fearful men draw it to a halt.
I'm just a poor farmer. I'm going into town to sell some goat's milk.
You will not make money.
We won't make much. Just enough to keep me and the orphan lad alive.
You will not make anything. This is a male goat.
An expensive saddle.
Well, poverty's not what it used to be.
It's a family heirloom.
Liars we do not like.
What is this?
That is crown property, and I'm ordering you to put it back.
Speaks grand for a farmer.
More like a tax man to me. It's not too late for everyone just to go on their way.
Too late for you.
Please, sir, no!
Knighton Hall. Marion is outside, performing slow, martial art-like movements when her father appears with Gisborne.
Marion!
Gisborne looks at her and smiles. Later, by a fire flickering in the hearth.
Forgive me, I do not have as much time as I'd planned. I have a gift for you.
Sir Guy, you bring too many gifts.
My mother used to say, if you have wronged somebody, or if they're upset, do not be proud of them. Friendship. If they reject you, offer a second time, and a third until they accept, and that is what I intend to do with you.
Please, I do not need gifts.
She hands back the jewellery.
You need a husband.
She stares up at his dark expression.
This world is not safe for a woman alone. Outlaws.
I can protect myself.
Even pilgrims. There's an abbess at Nottingham, half dead. I must tend to her.
Marion stands up.
Then I would not delay you.
Good day.
He gives her the jewellery.
I will keep giving.
Marion watches him stride out. In the forest.
What have we got?
Tax collector.
Oh, very good.
At least get the facts straight. I am a tax inspector. It's two grades higher than a tax collector. I do the bookwork. I don't dirty my hands with the money.
How can you be so proud?
This is not taxation. This is extortion.
I count the wealth of the world. I don't judge it.
No, we judge it.
This is 1192, my friend. The time for heroes has gone. This is the age of the bookkeeper now.
These markings, they mean something.
I will not divulge state secrets.
You, put him down!
Hey, word of advice, mate. Be nice to Little John.
Put my father down, he has a weak heart!
Your father? John, let the gentleman down.
He takes his wooden staff from the man's throat.
What state secrets? John?
Leave him alone!
We do not like it when people hold back on us. Now tell me, what state secrets?
Edward to Marion.
Gisborne seemed angry. What did you say to him?
I said I would marry him and have his children.
You could do worse.
Yes, if I married the sheriff. I would sooner be a nun than Gisborne's wife.
When is this willfulness going to stop? Not to mention the other nonsense.
What other nonsense?
The Night Rider, whatever you call yourself.
I do not call myself anything. They say Night Watchman.
It is dangerous. It is foolish. And I have forbidden it.
Father, I must do what I can. The poor cannot feed themselves. Their children
are... I forbid it. Your hair was a warning. Next time you will hang.
That is my problem.
How can you be so selfish?
It is my neck.
I am your father. This is my house. And
you,
if you
fear for your own neck. That is the truth.
If you cannot obey me...
I cannot obey you.
Then you leave this house.
Marion stares solemnly at her father, then goes up the stairs. In the forest...
If I tell you, how do I know you're not just going to kill us anyway?
You don't.
It's not much of a deal.
Well, in the real world, things don't always add up.
Very original.
But true.
The man's son has been tied to a large tree.
The tax money for the whole of the North is being held in Nottingham Castle.
Robin's men listen.
All of it?
The sheriff has the trust of the prince. He's been annual collector for the last 3 years.
That's true. My father used to have to make extra strongboxes this time of year.
In case you have any ideas, Prince John sends a unit of his army to protect the shipment.
And yet he does not protect you.
I don't move the money. I merely count it. Check it out as it leaves Nottingham. Check it in as it arrives in London.
Good.
Master. No, surely. Robin. The castle's as tight as leech's lips.
You're scared.
Well, yeah. Look, I've dangled from a rope there. Not funny.
I want that money. I want that money before it gets to London. You think taxes pay for themselves? People sweat for them. Give their lives for them. When they save up enough, they can't even afford a decent piece of meat.
My friend here lost his mother.
It's not my fault.
You're part of the system.
Taxes we do not like.
It's one of our bugbears.
We give that money back to the people it was stolen from.
Where in the castle?
In the vault. Maximum security, you'd never get in.
You're right. We wouldn't.
Oh, may I say I am relieved. I mean, as much as I want to see that money return to the people, I just think that...
We wouldn't get in. But you... You would.
She was leading a pilgrimage to Canterbury.
Ah, Canterbury, Canterby, Thomas of Becket. Everybody loves a martyr.
Her retinue were robbed and scattered to the four winds. She's been on her own, stumbling through the forest all night.
Oh, no servants, no adoring novice nuns. Poor thing.
I have some sympathy.
Well, don't. They call themselves Father Abbot to Mother Superior. They call themselves by parents' names so that we don't notice them getting fat at our expense. They are parasites dressed as pious.
The sheriff and Gisborne enter a room.
There are worse things to dress up as than pious, my lord.
Ah, that remark was not meant for you.
I think it was.
Yes, it was for people like you. What can I say? I'm not sorry.
Then I cannot grant you forgiveness.
Well, where you come from, that must be a devastating thing to withhold. But here...
I have no intentions of being a parasite in your castle, my lord, pious or otherwise. I shall be leaving forthwith.
Good. I wish you a safe onward journey.
I've sent one of your messengers to Rufford. Assuming the outlaws you are so clearly incapable of controlling allow him to get through, a retinue will arrive to escort me home directly. I've given instructions for funds to be brought. You'll be paid for your hospitality.
Oh. Monies raised here go directly to support the king and his army.
Funds raised by the church go to the glorification of God, not war.
Ah, just as I thought. It's meant to be a holy war, but it's paid for out of my taxes, not yours. Mother.
I had heard Nottingham under your stewardship was a godless place. I had no idea how godless.
Yes, I know. I should have been struck down by now. Hope you're still here for dinner. No charge.
He leaves with a sneer and Gisborne follows. The abbess sits at a table alone in the sparsely furnished room. Later, she approaches a guard standing at a closed door.
Is this your chapel?
I'm sorry, my lady. The chapel is out of bounds.
We do not know for sure it was hurt.
The abbess was very clear. What does it matter? We just blame him anyway. Robin Hood, pilgrim robber?
No, I want Hood to be comfortable, confident, bold.
Do you have a scheme?
The doors are opened and the abbess strides in.
Sir, you may be comfortable with godlessness. I am not.
I am comfortable with godlessness. In fact, I would hate to be godlessness-less.
I'm denied access to your chapel, and so I'm denied access to my God. Whether you accept it or not, he is your God too.
Currently, my God has another use for the chapel.
There can be only one use for a chapel.
Well, today there are two.
He looks up from his writing and smiles at her briefly.
Let me see what I can do.
He finishes writing and smiles at the abbess, waiting for her to leave. Nottingham Town. The tax inspector rides in through the town's gate, along with a hooded figure accompanying him on foot carrying a long spear. As the pair pass under the raised portcullis, a guard walks up to the tax inspector's horse.
Staying for long, sir?
Depends on how much money you have got for us to count.
About your same boy, Frederick.
Cedric.
Cedric. I'll get you an escort, Jones.
Will peers out from under his hood. A wooden strongbox is moved.
Taxes in the Chapel of the Lord. I love irony.
One of the sheriff's men draws a red curtain over the stacked boxes, hiding them.
Good. Let the lady get on her knees to her God.
My lord, is this safe? If something were to go wrong...
Post two more guards. This one. She's only a nun. Forgive me if I don't join you.
You want forgiveness now?
Just a turn of phrase.
Or was it your conscience talking?
I don't know. Have I got a conscience?
You like to spar with words.
I like to spar with actions too.
You forgive me.
What for?
For not praying for your soul.
I can see you.
What?
I can see you. Underneath all that mother superior performance, there's a naughty little girl, isn't there? Am I right? Underneath all the haughty, there's quite a bit of naughty.
How dare you?
I think you'd probably like to spar with words. I think you'd probably like to spar with actions, too.
She slaps him hard and goes to the chapel door.
Ouch. The door will be locked, so knock if you want to get out.
You're locking me in? In the chapel of the Lord?
He walks off with a raised hand and she goes into the chapel. A guard shuts and locks the door behind her. Marion arrives outside Nottingham Town's walls on a white horse and glances down at the paupers in the dry moat. Haggard faces look back up at her. She frowns at faces peering out of a crude wooden shelter. It's Robin and Much. She stops and Robin gestures towards the two guards standing at the town gate. She climbs off her horse and takes out a leather purse. She takes a small number of coins out from the purse. She's instantly surrounded by a crowd of paupers jostling her and her belongings.
Help! Somebody help me! Somebody help me!
As the guards run to her rescue, several cloaked figures rush in through the open gate.
Don't have anything to do with them, your ladyship. You don't belong with that sort.
Four armed men are led over to the tax inspector.
Your escort, sir.
Robin and Mutch watch from a hiding place not far away. The sheriff looks down from a window, casually gnawing on an apple.
Ah, the taxman coming.
Robin notices Marion arriving on her horse. She looks at him.
That was impressive. Thank you.
Seeing as you owe me one, can we talk?
No. Master, our mission.
1 minute.
Mutch looks aghast and Little John seems on edge.
What mission?
You'll find out soon enough. Do you have a problem?
More than I can say in 1 minute. This life, this pretense, is driving me mad. Gisborne sniffs around me like a little spaniel. My father would have me marry him for fear of anyone guessing we are not wholly in league with the sheriff. As for the night watchman, it is not enough for me and it is too much for my father. What I want, who I am, does not count. I'm sick of it all. I'm leaving home.
To go where?
I do not know.
That is unwise.
I am sick of people, and it is always men, telling me what is wise and what is not.
Then tell me what it is you want.
Help! I want somebody for once to think about how they can help me. Help me to do what I want to do, what I think is wise.
I have to go.
Of course you do. I have to go too.
Master!
We will continue this conversation. I'd like to help.
No need. I've made my decision.
Gisborne strides in through double doors.
Ah!
Gisborne, Marion wants to petition our visiting Mother Superior.
What for?
To borrow a pound. What do you think? To become a nun?
Really? A nun?
My father is displeased with me. In the abbey, I could learn obedience.
Surely there are other ways.
Go and knock on her ladyship's door. She's in the chapel. Tell the guards I sent you.
Marion steps into the chapel. She finds the abbess kneeling before a large Bible laid open on a crimson tablecloth between two candles. Marion tidies her shoulder-length hair and steps forward.
Mother, forgive this intrusion. I have a request to make of you.
Speak quickly, child.
It is a difficult matter.
Quickly or not at all?
Very well. I should like to be a novice in your order.
Come to my abbey in a month. I will consider you then.
With respect, you are here today. Consider me now.
You are bold. Do you know who I am?
Forgive me, I am bold. That is why I do not belong here. It is stifling.
You think an abbey is a place to be bold?
I think it is a place to breathe. I should like to be clear. I would stay for a year at most, and I can fund my keep.
Forgive me, something about you. You are an unlikely novice.
You are an unlikely abbess.
You are spirited. I could use someone like you.
I have no intention of being used.
The abbess smiles knowingly. From behind a barrel, Will watches a man take the remains of a meal in a bowl to a waste hatch. He opens the hatch, but is seized from inside it and pulled through. The man tumbles onto the refuse heap. From the heap, Robin climbs up into the chute and clambers out of the hatch at the other end. Will helps him out. The tax inspector watches anxiously as a bow and quiver appear from the hatch, followed by Mutch with a disgusted expression.
God, I hate this.
Lurking in the shadows, Gisborne takes Marion by surprise.
So, did she agree?
Yes.
I'm surprised you've not mentioned this to me before.
Should I have?
Yeah.
It is done now. I leave with her when her retinue comes. Tonight, probably. I must pack my things.
I thought we were friends. I thought in time you would consider...
What?
Marriage.
She glances down at his tight grip on her arm.
You would consider...
Perhaps I am not the marrying kind.
You will be a bride of Christ.
It was a difficult decision, I confess.
He watches her walk away. A guard goes to answer a door, but as he opens it, it smashes open in his face and Little John sends him flying. John and Robin take out the two guards in the flame-lit room.
Now listen here. I've played my part. What about my son?
Quiet.
No, I have to know that he's safe.
Enough!
John shoves the tax inspector back against a wall. Once the group of outlaws have passed through a doorway into an adjoining vault, he slams it and locks them in. The tax inspector's devious smiles illuminated by the torch flames.
You're wasting your time. We've been tricked!
The strong boxes are empty. John tries in vain to shoulder barge the door open. Robin shakes his head.
Clever.
It's true, the taxes of the North do come through Nottingham every year at this time. I help make these chests.
That's why it was clever. An inch of truth makes the lie hard to spot.
I knew we shouldn't have done this. I said...
Shh. Let me think.
We're going to hang now. We are not going to hang!
Well, Master, what do we do?
I have a plan.
No, you don't.
You're right. I don't.
I've got a plan.
Will looks at a lock on the strongbox he's sitting on. He takes a small axe from his belt and starts hacking at the box. The tax inspector strides up to Gisborne and the sheriff.
As promised, Robin Hood is in your vault and retinue.
Hood?
How?
My lord, the tax chest.
Move the occasions. Gisborne, this is Flaxon. Give him a big kiss. He's achieved something none of us can manage. Well, come along. Let's go and gloat.
Before that, if you could settle the remainder of my payment, I have risked my life.
I haven't taken delivery yet.
We're not going anywhere. It's just that I'm not keen to stick around for the trial.
The trial? How quaint. You'll be paid. Gisborne, make the arrangements. £500.
Really?
We weren't allowed to fit the locks on these. They had to be the best. As good as the castle locks.
What does that mean?
Means they might well be made by the same locksmith.
Look, I don't suppose there's any point telling you to hurry up.
Nope.
Right.
Will has been whittling a key from wood using the axe and testing it on one of the strongbox's locks. It works. He holds up the handcrafted key with a hopeful face, and Robin nods. As the band of outlaws prepare weapons, Will slides the key into the lock and draws it upwards. The vault door unlocks. The outlaws open the door and set upon guards who've just arrived. Now, they creep outside onto a covered walkway overlooking a courtyard. The sheriff sees them. As the first guard rushes up the steps towards Robin, he slashes at his sword, felling him and sending him tumbling back down. Robin kicks back another attacker. Much hacks and clashes with his sword and John attacks using his long staff. The sheriff grabs a discarded sword and assaults Robin himself. Will climbs onto the sloping wall at the side of the steps and slides down to the courtyard. Robin manages to send the sheriff falling back down the steps, leaving the two guards behind with him. Robin swings, hacks and slashes with his sword. He grabs the sheriff and holds the sharp blade to the man's throat.
Cut the ball!
The others rush to Robin.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
No one has to die here today. I think you know how this goes. How much did you pay him?
It was surprisingly cheap. Did you really think he was a tax inspector?
Was it enough to sacrifice his boy's life?
You can kill him if you like. Nobody will miss him, least of all me.
You are revolting.
Yes, I am godless, aren't I?
Let's finish this here, Hood. Forget the sheriff, forget the soldiers, just you and me.
Sorry, Gisborne. Trial by combat's not big and it's not clever.
So you are a coward?
I am no coward. I just do not trust you. Or them. Now step aside.
Only a coward would steal from pilgrims.
What pilgrims?
Defenseless women. Women in holy orders. We're showing their breeding now, eh?
Step aside. Now!
Gisborne does so gruffly, and the other guards fall back from the courtyard entrance.
Do you know about this?
Pilgrims! Touched any pilgrims?
John?
No.
Robin and the others back away through the courtyard gates.
The Abbess of Rufford is still alive, no thanks to you.
Never heard of her. But he dies unless you drop the portcullis. Now!
Gisborne signals angrily and the portcullis lowers.
A tax man, that isn't a tax man. Pilgrims no one's ever heard of. I think we've both been hurt.
Robin lets him go.
Get after!
The sheriff glares ruefully at his men on the other side of the portcullis. Later, he hurries up the broad steps into the chapel and finds all his strong boxes empty and in pieces.
No! No!
He finds the abbess's discarded robes.
Mother! Spare!
He finds a rope dangling from a broken window trailing to the ground below. He looks down at the rope in anguish, then turns and thinks, looking broken. Gisborne hurries in.
She was not the Abbess of Rufford.
The sheriff looks bewildered. Gisborne smiles suddenly and rushes out. In the forest, Jack picks up a rock and sits near Cedric, who's still tied to the tree. She begins sharpening a knife.
You look like a boy.
You look like a girl.
If my father is hurt...
What will you do? Cry?
Maybe. Wouldn't you if it was your father?
My father was killed by you English crusaders.
Then you know how I feel.
I was brought to this country as a slave, tied up like an animal.
Have sympathy with me.
And on that journey, I learned every way there is of trying to talk my way out of bondage. So save your breath.
Can't blame you for trying.
She looks up into the green trees, then picks up a sheathed sword and goes. Cedric watches her disappear between the leaves, then leans his head back against the tree trunk. She finds herself with Robin and the others.
We've been tricked.
How?
He's not really a tax man.
Shh!
It's not just us, the sheriff's been tricked too.
Yeah. How do we know that exactly?
The Inch of Truth.
What?
The money. The bit about the tax money was true.
And?
Anybody as good as our friend the tax inspector wouldn't settle for a few pounds for catching some outlaws. Not when the whole of the tax money for the North is on offer.
So,
Jack, you go back, untie him, let him overpower you. Now we will follow him, and if I am right, he will lead us to some very wealthy crooks.
No need. Look.
Clever beggar.
Cedric's struggling against the ropes.
That is weird. It's like a circus act.
Wincing, he dislocates his shoulder.
Oh, that is horrible.
He slides under the ropes, then pops his shoulder back.
Oh, come on. Three groups. Switch pursuit. Silent running. Go!
Edward to Marion.
You are really going?
We have an arrangement with the Abbess of Rufford.
What would I have to do to persuade you to stay?
It is too late. I meet the Abbess in the castle in an hour. She expects her retinue tonight.
Surely it is never too late between a father and a daughter. What can I do?
She turns on the stairs to face him.
Support me. As the Night Watchman, I want to do more, not less. Protect me from the Gisbornes of this world. Accept me. The daughter you have. Not the daughter you wanted.
And if I cannot?
Then I go to meet the Abbess.
Those are your terms?
Those are my terms. I'm sorry.
The Night Watchman may as well put a noose around both our necks. Wait. If you feel that strongly.
You will support me?
I have no choice.
Then I will stay.
A flicker of a smile flashes across Edward's face.
Gisborne came to see you. Just now. I sent him away.
He will be back.
We will be strong.
Cedric's racing through the green forest with Robin and his men in pursuit. As he runs, Robin and Much stalk him from tree to tree. Robin watches the horse and cart arrive, driven by the tax inspector and the abbess.
Whoa! Welcome back, lad.
Whoa!
Tell me we are in business.
No.
Oh.
Not unless we want to be. We will never have to be in business again.
Come on, boy. Come and sit next to your retirement.
Whoa!
No retirements just yet.
Is it him?
You should be dead.
Many times over.
How did you escape?
Oh, a wriggle. And a pop of the shoulders.
Told you, always check the tail.
Listen, we've not taken from you. We were never after you.
No, we were just the bait.
Get over it. You get over it. You might as well have been tax collectors. You do exactly the same thing.
You can talk. You live on the wrong side of the law just like us.
That is because the law has itself become criminal. England is rotting from the top down.
Then why stay? We were going to Holland to set ourselves up as nobles. Why not join us? We'd make a wonderful combination. There are many more fools like the Sheriff of Nottingham in this world. It is our duty to cheat them.
They're greedy. That's why they're so easy to trick.
Join us with our strategies and your remarkable talent.
The others look on as she kisses Robin.
It would be so different. Forget the others, just you and me.
What's he doing? Now you see what I have to put up with.
What do you say?
I say,
Little John?
What?
John pushes them into the manure the cart's carrying.
You are pigs!
Oh, well, you and you are in slops.
But I think you'll find they are not pigs in slops.
What else have we got here?
A sack of coins.
What's that? You wouldn't have wanted to retire on this.
John flips a gold coin to Robin.
Dirty money.
Gisborne rides up to Marion, who's tending to her garden. She sees him, and he dismounts.
I say I'm glad to see you there.
You have said it, if you'll excuse me.
She goes inside, and he follows.
When you said that you would go to Rufford, I admit I was disturbed.
Sir Guy, have I ever indicated that you would have a right to be disturbed?
Well, I would like to earn that right. And I'm glad that I still have the chance. The so-called Abbess, she was an imposter.
Pardon?
I came straight away. I told your father. Did he not tell you?
No. I think maybe he was being kind to me.
There are other people who would like to be kind to you. If you could let them.
He leaves her with a gift. Marion opens the decorative box distractedly, hardly noticing what's inside.
I saw him coming. I would have headed him off.
He told me.
It makes no difference.
Yes, it does. I had nowhere to run. You did not need to agree to my terms.
I realized that the daughter I had was the daughter I wanted.
She smiles with tears in her eyes and hugs her father lovingly. Robin and Mutch stride over to a farmer.
Good morning. I have a proposition for you. The next time you have meat to take to Nottingham, you take it to the village of Loxley. You take it to the village of Wadlow. You take it to the village of Clun.
And what are you trying to do? Feed the world?
Don't give me ideas. Good morning. A proposition for you. The next time you have meat for the market, you take it to the village of Nettlestone. Now, I am paying you over the odds. I am paying you in advance for this year and the next. Do you know who I am?
I am Robin Hood. Don't let me down.